I am so filled with fear about going to the bathroom alone at night that I force myself to hold it until dawn when I make a mad run into the woods. I soon realize how early everyone gets up when they are already busy about the farm before the sun rises and long before I awake the next morning. Life on the farm is boring and dull, but at least there is enough to eat. Unlike my life in Phnom Penh, I do not have any friends outside the family. It is hard to make friends because I am afraid to speak, afraid I will blurt out secrets about our family. Pa says the Angkor has abolished markets, schools, and universities, and has banned money, watches, clocks, 8-track players, and televisions. Since we are now a family of peasants, I will have to learn the time of day and night by the position of the sun and moon in the sky. If I run into other children and speak to them, I have to watch what I say and what language I use. I cannot mention the food I wish I could eat, the movies I have seen, or the Siklo I have ridden in. If I speak about them, the children will know we are from the city. I am used to kids seeking my attention and friendship in the city. Here they look at me with suspicion and steer away from me when I approach them. No matter, I have many cousins to play with. On the days I don't spend watching other people watch us, I help my older cousins bring their cows to the field to graze. I gradually adjust to life on the farm and let go of my dream of returning home. The first time my cousin Li Chun puts me on a cow, I am afraid I will fall off. The cows are much taller than I am. Li Chun is 16 and taller than the cows. She hoists me effortlessly on top of one. Sitting on its back, my legs hang to the middle of its stomach. My hands hold tightly to the rope tied to the ring pierced through its nose, while my legs hug its body. Every time the cow moves, its huge ribcage shifts between my legs, and my heels slide over the ribs like fingers over piano keys. "Relax your body," Li Chun laughs. "Cows are lazy, so they move slowly. You will fall if you sit so rigidly." Following her advice, I stop holding on so hard and sway my upper body with the movement of the cow. After a few minutes, my fear subsides. "How much farther before we stop? It's hot, and my bottom is hurting," I complain. "We're going just over the hill where the grass is greener. You're the one who wants to come, so stop grumbling." Li Chun points to a group of girls walking in a distant field. "Look, at least you don't have their jobs."